You're listening to Boss Ladies and Babies.
Business Blab with Megan. It's time to take off our mom hats and let our entrepreneurial side show. So grab a notebook and give yourself a bossy timeout. Summer is upon us, and with that comes a season where you just won't have the time to keep trading time for money. You've heard me talk about the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters before, but I get it. Maybe another monthly commitment feels like too big of an investment as we head into a busy personal season where income can feel unpredictable. Plus, paying every month for a resource when you have no time to consume the content won't work for either of us. The headquarters is the long game, but you need a plan right now. So why not create an action plan for your profit now so that you can relax and enjoy your summer with your family, not your laptop? Let's work together and make a plan so you can head into the season feeling comfortable and secure about where your income's coming from and have the freedom to scale back your schedule without scaling back your profit. I'm opening up my calendar to help you design a plan to make money while having fun with your family this summer. Click the link in the show notes and I'll be in touch to set up a free 20-minute call so we can plan out your next steps. Hello time, money, and hello carefree memories in the sun. Welcome back to Business Blab with me, Megan. Can we take a moment and talk about identity? Specifically for moms who are struggling to find theirs anyway, but then have to double down on that in business, in a world that tells us to work like we don't have kids, be a mom like we don't work, and do all of it while looking great in a fit body with a Pinterest perfect house. I don't want to get on a tangent here, but come on. First of all, let's release all of that. Figuring out your identity as a human is hard enough once you become a mom, and then it changes over and over again as your kids grow. Navigating your changing identity as a mom with a business and a brand to tend to is even harder. So today we're going to chat about some of the ways that we can make it a little bit easier. First one I want to cover is your foundation. This is a big topic. One of the biggest that I teach my clients, because obviously the foundation is what is going to hold everything up. So you have to intentionally create it to hold up your real life, motherhood and all. If you have two kids and a household to manage on top of your business, you cannot create the business foundation of a single 20-something. It just won't hold up. Think of everything you have happening in your life. There has to be room for your business's foundation to support all of that too. Business and life are not separate, and treating them as if they don't directly impact each other will leave your foundation weak and full of cracks. But when it's solid, you have the room to expand in whatever ways life and motherhood and business take you. So leaning into your experiences are going to help you be able to create that foundation and really discover and maintain your identity, because your experiences make you who you are. And these days, people want to hear about them more than ever. I love that my business gives me a safe platform to show up and talk about my life, to share my stories and invite people in behind the scenes to see who I really am. It's also a great reminder to myself of who I am when I'm feeling lost. Because every time you share a story, you relive it a little bit and it can spark something in you. It can remind you of the person that you maybe were before you had kids and what piece of that are still hanging around. Or it could spark some creativity, some confidence, some grace. Sharing your experience through your stories is just as impactful to you as it is to your audience. Now, motherhood provides a unique set of strengths that you can absolutely leverage in your business. I have learned so much since I've become a mom, and I'm literally learning every single day something new. And the more I can take the lessons and the skills that my kids teach me and put that back into my business, the more I'm understanding who I am as an entrepreneur too, and how badass the things I have to offer really are. The skill set I've gained from being a mom can really help take my business and how I work on my business and work with my clients to the next level. You know, when we're talking about identity, we're going to touch on personal branding. And if you're still fighting the personal branding quote unquote trend, it's time to give in, girl.
First of all, this is not just a trend. I strongly believe personal branding is here to stay. It's always been here. In fact, I mean, think of people like Steve Jobs or Kim Kardashian or even Oprah. They've been doing this forever. You think Steve, you think Apple. You'd likely buy something with Kardashian's name on it over something that you didn't know much about. And Oprah, I mean, who doesn't feel like they know her? When your business and your brand is you, I promise you, life becomes so much easier. You get to just show up and be who you are. And if you don't know who you are, it will unfold before your eyes in how your brand presents itself. People know, like, and trust you for who you are and find common ground with you based on your real life passions. It's like you lift the barrier between life and business in a good way, not in the work takes over your entire life kind of way. And you get to make your own rules. And especially as a mom, when you show up and stand proudly in the fact that you're a mom, you're able to create your business around the things that matter most to you. It's literally the secret in making it all work. Honestly, number one secret. So if you don't have a personal brand yet, I would highly recommend diving into seeing how you can infuse yourself into your brand. And to wrap this up, vulnerability is going to be key in all of the things we talked about today. You've got to dig deep and find comfortability in opening up and sharing who you are, even if you're still figuring that out, even if it's just a peek inside. When you do this, you're inviting people in who can support you and even inspire or remind you of the things that make you you. People who can help you find and embrace your real identity. You don't have to put it all out there. You don't have to air out all your dirty laundry, but I challenge you to pull back the curtains just a little bit because being vulnerable in your business is a freaking superpower. And I promise you, it's going to help your true identity shine. I have so many resources on this, on being a vulnerable professional. So if you need a little bit of help, please reach out. But I would love to know, how do you embrace your identity as a mom business owner? Drop a comment in the review section of Apple Podcasts or send me a message at megan@bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.
Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you liked this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer like community, coaching, merch, and more at bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.